Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 2.25 cents, May wheat up 0.25, and May beans down 1.5 cents. The exports came out this morning huge, 1.1 million metric tons for the wheat. That was combined 740 old, 366 new. Corn, 1.8 million metric tons, and beans, 904. So certainly the wheat rally and the bean rally late was tied to the numbers. Corn, I thought, would have done a little bit better with that export number, but obviously China is in this market in a fairly big way out here. The jobless claims came out at 3.28 million. They were looking for 1 million to 4 million, so it's at the higher end of the expectations. But the Dow, as I was making these comments, was up 100 points. So it doesn't look like it was anything that wasn't that really well expected out here. Crude oil is lower again, about 60 cents lower. That could put a little bit of pressure on corn. Maybe one of the reasons the corn didn't rally as much as the wheat and beans did. They're talking about, corn having to get down to very cheap levels to make ethanol work again. And we really don't see that in the cards for the time being, particularly with the Chinese in the market. There's the continuing problems in Argentina and Brazil. While the Argentinian crushers are still operating, there's questions now whether or not the truckers will be able to get the beans to the crushers. Same problem in Brazil with truckers. The Argentinians are apparently testing all the drivers for the coronavirus. The coronavirus is starting to pick up steam in both Argentina and Brazil, which could affect world supplies on a number of levels out here. Kazakhstan also said they're going to ban exports of flour, so I think that keeps people's minds wondering where we're going to get all the wheat. We've got the wheat to sell them, so hopefully we'll pick up some business there. Today's going to be kind of one of these days where good exports may lead to lousy closes. I didn't like the way the beans closed last night. We'd really need to close over 891 to convince me that the beans could move higher out here. A lot of resistance in wheat at 590 to 6 bucks. A lot of resistance in the meal up at 340. The meal broke $10 yesterday, broke some more overnight, and then rallied $10 a ton off those early lows. I'm not sure what spooked the meal so much, but maybe the export numbers will help out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.